Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden here. Truth Straight Up, brought to you by...
Brought to you by AmericasCitizenPress.com, a great conservative website, Denver Synergenics and Dr. Julie McCallan, and also our newest sponsor, HappyTrees.co. They got some great trees, planted them, did a great job in our yard.
They're helping them keep them alive, too.
Exactly. So HappyTrees.co. We're going to have Dick Wadhams. Thomas is going to give him a holler here. Join the show. I want to talk about, this is what I have been doing. It is the establishment GOP reaping what it sowed, basically, in terms of all of the Democrat money being spent in Colorado primaries and primaries all around the country, really. Now they're spending it trying to get Lori Sane elected, and a lot to talk about there. And then also, after we get Dick, we'll have Dick on because I see he's here now. I want to talk about, too, there was a column in Breitbart. A lot of times I agree with them, but this one was about mail-in balloting, and I think he just totally missed the mark. So we'll talk about that later, too.
Right, Breitbart's anti-Trump these days.
Yeah.
All right. On line two, we've got Dick Wadhams, my friend. We probably disagree about as much as you can disagree with in the Republican Party in the two lines, but I always respect him and love getting his perspective. So welcome, Dick.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Julie.
Hey, man, thank you for your time. Thank you for your time. It's good to talk to you. So just I'm going to ask an open-ended question first. I'm sure you've been reading. In fact, you've been commenting in some of them. All of these, the news articles that are coming out now about the Democrat dark money being spent in Republican primaries.
Are you for that?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. But I bet you that Ron Hanks and...
I'm for it. I think it's wonderful. Yay, Democrats are finally doing something good for once in their misbegotten lives.
Let me ask you, though, Dick, how much... There's some people have been saying, and I want to get your perspective, that, oh, this is happening all the time. This is not anything new. I think, though, what is new is the degree to which it's happening. I mean, you've been involved, former GOP chair.
Twice.
And you've been involved in elections and all kinds of GOP strategy. Is it different time or is it just seem like it's different?
Well, it's not unprecedented, but your point is correct, Julie. I mean, the magnitude of the spending is unprecedented. Remember, they did spend money attacking Scott McGinnis back in 2010 in trying to help Dan Mays become the Republican nominee for governor that year. But it was only about $500,000. They're spending literally millions in each of these races, the governor's race, Senate race, and a substantial amount now in the 8th congressional district. But what it tells me is this: is number one, the national media and Democratic Party just kind of in general have kind of had the attitude or conveyed the attitude that Colorado is off the table, that it's a blue state, Republicans are not competitive, all the Democratic incumbents are safe. Well, this spending belies that intention. They would not be spending money here if they weren't concerned about those major races. So that's number one. So I think in some ways it is good news that they think. And let me point out, they didn't just wake up one morning a week ago and say, "Hey, let's spend a bunch of money in Colorado."
Yeah,
they have thoroughly researched this. They have done a great deal of polling and analysis, and they tested the backgrounds and the positions of all these candidates to see to confirm who would be the weakest candidates in a general election. And that's when they decided to dump this money in. This is not an idle decision. This is a very well-researched decision. So they're not doing this because they think that Ron Hanks would be a weak opponent. They can see it in what the research they did before they bought this time.
And of course, they thought that Donald Trump would be the worst candidate in 2016, and that didn't be true. And then they thought that John McCain would be the strongest candidate, and Mitt Romney would be the Walker Stapleton, and on and on and on. So they're viewpoints are not always, you sometimes get caught.
Isn't that the risk? I mean, yeah, that's because, well, I'll let you answer that. Isn't that the risk?
Well, it is, but remember, there's also some, there's the advantage that we all have of looking at the previous, Chuck, you invoked some other elections, but remember, Trump won the presidency in 2016. He also lost it in 2020, but
No, he didn't.
I don't know. That's a whole different show. Don't worry. Don't fight Dick. Don't fight Chuck's baiting.
I don't even talk about that stuff anymore because I know I don't believe it, and others do. But this is the thing: is that Trump lost Colorado by 14 points. He lost Colorado by 14 points in 2020. It's interesting because I hear Ron Hanks. I've heard him several times on the campaign trail say, "Well, if we had true conservative Trump candidates, we would have won these elections." And I'm thinking, well, you couldn't have a more conservative Trump candidate than Trump himself. And he was on the ballot in Colorado in 2020, and he got beat by 14 points against a pretty weak candidate, Joe Biden. So it just defies logic to me.
Are you calling the greatest vote getter in the history of America, who pulled in 81 million votes, a weak candidate? Oh my gosh!
Well, let me ask you this:
because he wasn't Donald Trump. That's why he won that election.
I've noticed, though, and let me ask you this: because to Chuck's point, are the Democrats, and I'd just be curious again, because we can get in some of the specifics where we all know we disagree, but I'm curious to get your thoughts on probably areas where we might agree. I mean, the Democrats, you got to wonder all along, continue to completely, in my opinion, underestimate the impact of the economy. So they can hammer on Ron Hanks and they could call him election denier. I've noticed his campaign ads, what he's really focusing now, the mailers I get, the emails I get, is the economy. And I mean, maybe I'm a voter and I don't like Ron Hanks' position on the election, right? But on the other hand, I think anybody's better than a Democrat right now because of the economy. I mean, is there a risk? I mean, I just wonder about that. Does their polling take how bad things are probably going to continue to get?
I'm sure it does.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, it is bad. The new inflation numbers this week, gas going above $5 now. I mean, groceries are skyrocketing. I mean, no, the economic news is horrible. And I think that will be the driving force within this election. But this is the problem, is that Colorado rejected Donald Trump by 14 points just 2 years ago. I just don't see how somebody, and I know that Ron Hanks, I've heard him say that I'm now shifting to the other issue, crime and the economy. Okay, fine. I agree with him on that. But, you know, but I got news for Ron, another candidate who started off their campaign on the sole and only issue of the election was stolen from Donald Trump. You know, that those statements, those things don't go away. And shooting defenseless Xerox copier with Dominion on the side, that video doesn't go away.
Well, just going away saying, does Joe O'Day saying he supports Roe v. Wade, the codification of it, count? Does it matter that he supported Bennett in 2010, that he's about as much of a Republican as I don't know what squish you want to pick out, but Mitch McConnell? saying you're against, you want the codification of Roe v. Wade in a Republican primary is really dumb. I mean, it's just dumb. You could figure out 1,000 ways to say something less than that, but he said it, and he also, you know, it's brought up that he gave money to Bennett in 2010, and that, you know, he's about as weak a Republican as you could find in a primary.
Well, I don't think I'd go that far, but I will not acknowledge, Chuck, that those positions are not exactly the best ones to have in a Republican primary. But if he wins the primary next week, or in 12 days or whatever. I don't think any of those things are going to hurt him in a general election in Colorado.
Well, it's going to hurt him getting Republican votes. Well, I mean, Republicans just automatically go, oh, okay, well, you're going for Roe v. Wade.
Right,
there could be some, yeah.
The other thing I was going to say, too, it drives me crazy. I was reading the Colorado Sun, and I mean, to me anymore, and I, you know, we don't need to go there, but the whole election denier thing, that's just a dog whistle on the Democrats' part. But they talk about Lori Sane being extreme in abortion, and yet the Democrat candidate, I mean, that's the thing I see, that the Democrats that are running in some of these, in CD7 and CD8, they are extreme progressive candidates. You know what I'm saying here?
Brittany Patterson,
Patterson and the pediatrician, I mean, who have extremely progressive voting records too. Do you see, and I just wonder if all of that cancels each other out and you look at the economy and in the end, whoever the Republican candidate is, maybe come out ahead do you think that for some reason, Democrat progressive extremism is preferable to Republican extremism?
Well, first of all, Julie, I totally agree with you that they are the extremists. I mean, yeah. That abortion bill the legislature passed and POA signed into law is you can't get any more extreme than that.
Right.
I totally agree with you. I don't think we're going to win elections on the abortion issue. I frankly don't either way. But I honestly think that the biggest vulnerability that Ron Hanks and candidates like Lori Sane is the fact they have the stolen election thing is going to hurt. That's going to be a liability because the voters that are going to be voting in this election are the same ones who rejected him by 14 points. So it just defies logic that 2 years later, they're going to say, oh, I want that guy who tells me that Trump really won the election last time, the guy who I voted against. It just defies logic to me.
Let me push back on that, though, because this morning, because I thought you might say that, there's a new Yahoo News, by the way, YouGov poll out today that said right now the people polled, and this is Yahoo News, people would rather have Trump as president than Biden. And 44% said if they could vote today, they would vote for Trump compared to 42% for Biden. Now, I know you're going to say Colorado, the numbers are a little bit more on the Biden side. But I think, though, I guess what I'm saying there is having been on that position, I think the worse the economy is, the less of an anchor around somebody's neck that is. I mean, again, people say they wish that more people told Yahoo News they wish that Trump was president.
And more than other polls that say that a majority of Americans believe there is something wrong in the 2016 election. So why is that such an unpopular position when nationally it has a majority of votes?
Well, first of all, as I recall, there's only been like one poll that really showed that check. And that doesn't mean all those that number that thinks there was a problem in the election think that it was stolen from Donald Trump. There are a lot of Democrats who think that Trump stole it from Hillary Clinton in 2016. Remember that, too. And that was a national poll. I saw the poll, Julie. It was an interesting poll. It's not Colorado.
Right.
You know, there's a side of me, you guys, that honestly, I think let's nominate Ron Hanks. Let's nominate Greg Lopez. Let's nominate Lori Sane.
Okay.
Let's nominate Laura Leimer. Give them the whole thing and let's just see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, that's not just that.
Will you demand that everyone support
no,
Ron
I
Hanks?
Won't. No, I No, no, you guys, frankly, I'm not going to vote for anybody who believes in the stolen election conspiracy theory. I'm not.
Okay. Well, then why should people who do believe in the stolen election theory vote for your candidates who believe in Roe v. Wade? I mean, it's why Republicans lose.
Position.
Well, I got it. Your position, but you're
I represent my Chuck and myself, Chuck. I don't represent.
No. You're probably the most heard of pundit in the newsprint on the Republican side. But our friend,
because this is the thing, Chuck, I think people who believe in this theory are undermining our system. I also think there are Democrats that undermine our system. And I'm tired of both extremes. I'm tired of them. And I don't think they should be in public office.
Well, Ted Trimp and I have often had this conversation. He said, you know, I said, what's wrong with the Republican Party? He said two things. You always fold. to us on all voting matters. Now we got mail-in ballots and we get ballot harvesting and all your establishment people thought that would help them. So that's one reason why you're dead. But the other reason is because you have two sides who absolutely hate each other. You know, you will not support.
Although the Democrats do not too, but yeah.
Well, no, they have nowhere near the same. You will not support any Republicans.
Hey, Chuck and Julie, I have been denigrated as a rhino and establishment by you guys and others. And I like you guys, but you have done that to me. And I've heard that from others on that side. So you guys don't need my vote because you don't think I deserve that my support is worth anything.
Well, if we're supposed to vote for.
So what do you care? What do you care about my vote? Because
we need it to win. We need all of our votes.
Well, because the Republican Party in Colorado will always be dead as long as the two sides say, I will never support someone on the other side.
Well, that's what you have denigrated people like me and others.
Never denigrated.
And so the bottom line is you clearly don't want us around and you don't want our vote.
Well, you're the ones who don't. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, in seriousness, I think the point Chuck is trying to make is what Ted has said.
I'm being deadly serious, by the way.
I know, but.
I'm being deadly serious.
No.
How do you mean? Well, but don't you think? But you need that's just say Joe O'Day wins, right? Even though we don't like Joe O'Day, the people in the Republican Party who agree more with you than they do with us. You need us to vote for Joe O'Day, right? Not
work
Michael
for
Bennett.
Him. And we're PCPs, so you need all the PCPs who showed up at all
and
the assemblies.
Conversely, that's to say Ron Hanks. So you want we have to. To use the expression we use it for, hold our nose and vote for Joe O'Day. But on the other hand, for a Republican to win, if the Republican nominee happens to be Ron Hanks, wouldn't you agree that to get a Republican in, the other side needs to hold its nose and vote for Ron Hanks, right?
Probably so. But listen, you guys don't need our votes.
We need your money.
We don't want your votes.
You've made it clear. We are Republicans in name only. Therefore, you don't really need them. You've made that very clear.
No,
Chuck,
we're trying
last
to convert
time I was on
you.
Your show,
to
you started off by basically saying that I was not a conservative, that I was a liberal. That's where you started off the last time I was on your show.
Well, you know,
and you know what? So fine. If you guys and people who agree with you, you guys want to continue to denigrate anybody who disagrees with you as a rhino, fine. Then you don't need our vote. You don't need my vote. And that's the only one I can control.
But I'm deadly serious. Well, I know you're deadly serious. All you guys are.
What are you talking about?
Let me finish.
You don't need my vote, Chuck.
You don't need our vote. You have made that clear over and over again. No, you guys have over and over again denigrated any grassroots person. Anybody without any money.
You said in a column that if Ron Hanks and Greg Lopez get it, the Republican Party is destroyed. I mean, that's kind of denigrating us.
It is. Listen, you guys, that's why I say, if you guys win these primaries, more power to you. You're going to get annihilated and you're going to destroy the Republican Party. So fine.
And if you win, all your primaries, Republicans will get annihilated and destroyed and won't win any elections. I mean, that's clear.
Well, I don't agree with that, but that's fine.
I guess we're at an impasse,
aren't we, Chuck?
Yes, we are. And I can tell you, because in Adams County, it's the same way. Adams County, it's about 50-50 establishment, 50-50 grassroots and so forth. And the people are ready to kill each other. They really are. And same with down in El Paso County. You haven't been to the meetings, Julie. Ask anybody who's been at the meetings or the El Paso meetings or any of the other meetings. It is the point where both sides really hate each other. They really hate each other. And I think if Joe O'Day wins, he'll get crushed. I'm not sure Ron Hanks won't get crushed.
Yeah, I think Ron Hanks might get crushed too.
But I also think Heidi Gunnall will get crushed. And so, soon all your establishment people win and they all get crushed in the general election. What do you do?
All I know is this. You guys have had so much fun, you and people who agree with you, attacking rhinos, trying to attack rhinos. I hope you've had fun, but I've kind of had my fill of it.
Do you view yourself as a victim?
Well, but no, he agreed that he denigrated us. Let's move on. We've agreed because Dick, you have.
This is why I love him.
I know you do, but it's kind of like. But I want to get to some other because we, as Dick said, we disagree on that.
Let's do it.
let me ask you about this, though. I mean, let's move it beyond Colorado, because I think there are, I would agree with you, there are factors here. What is going on with the Democrats? I mean, are they just, my belief is that the reason they aren't doing more to fix things is because some of it is intentional, that this is all part of a grand sort of globalist, and maybe you think I'm crazy about this too, but globalist, you know, Green New Deal thing, where like Joe Biden said, we're going to end fossil fuels. So yeah, if it gets too expensive for anyone to use, then that ends it, doesn't it? I mean, why do you agree with that? Or why do you think they just keep making everything worse?
Well, I would agree with you, Julie. I don't think they really down deep are upset that gasoline prices are this high. I think they actually want to use that as kind of a bludgeon to make us to force going to recycled energy. I wouldn't actually disagree with you on that.
Why do you think? Okay, do you think they're going to prevail?
Well, not if they lose this election.
You don't think
so? I mean,
so?
If there's a Republican Congress, I think it'll be 2 years of stalemate until the next presidential election. So,
what about then back with
Colorado? Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, you know, the divide in Colorado, I always thought that was kind of unique to Colorado, working as hard as they could to try to get our primaries to just be Republicans voting, as it was for 80 years or 100 years. But I see the same thing in Wyoming, which shocked me. The legislature is very establishment. The party itself is very MAGA. So the same thing in Georgia, where you don't register by party, and lots of Democrats voted for Kemp and Raffensperger. The same thing in South Carolina. And you've worked all over the country, so you certainly know as well as anybody. But the divide in Colorado exists really throughout the United States in the Republican Party.
It does, and it's going to have to continue to play itself out. After this election, of course, we'll immediately begin the presidential election of 2024. There will be a new round, obviously, of congressional elections. Won't be any Senate race here in Colorado in 2024. Mm-hmm. But the Senate will be up for grabs again. I do think that the presidential nominee of 2024 by the Republican Party will greatly define us, and I think that's going to be the fight.
Yeah. What?
Well, is anybody you like on the Republican? I know you're not for Trump being
DeSantis.
The nominee. Well, I don't know. Who,
no,
who
no, I'm not. But I like DeSantis. In fact, I think he's been a terribly successful governor.
Yeah.
I like Tom Cotton of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I like Pompeo. In fact, one of the things about this presidential election, I think we're going to have some fantastic candidates, any one of whom I think could win the presidency in 2024. The problem for the Democrats, they don't have a bench like we do.
No.
I mean, Kamala Harris is not going to be a good candidate. Buttigieg or whatever his name is, he might run again, but he's not. I keep hearing that Bernie's flirting with running again. The wonderful senator from Massachusetts is thinking about running again. I mean, they're all old and way too far to the left. I mean, I think they've got a problem. And then, of course, they've got their incumbent who's horrible. So I think all the energy is on the Republican side in terms of vitality and relatively young. And I think that's going to be the difference in that election.
Let me ask you this. Have you got to see any of these polls? I mean, there are lots of them because people calling me, you know, just as a name in a phone book, and so I've gotten
you're getting caught pulled all the time. No one wants to call me.
No, of course not. But have you seen any polls on how O'Day or Hanks does against
Polis?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
but you're saying
let me go back to what I said earlier. The Democrats did not make this decision to spend millions of dollars in that Senate race without doing extensive polling and research. They have concluded that Hanks is the weaker candidate. And they wouldn't even, and frankly, Chuck and Julie, if it showed that Bennett would clean the floor with both of them, they wouldn't be here. It clearly shows that they that Hanks is a much weaker candidate and that Joe O'Dea is a threat.
Well, how about Lopez? No, I mean, doesn't Lopez surprise you? Doesn't Lopez surprise you?
I have always thought that Polis's numbers were softer than what maybe the perception is. And I think they just so I don't know why they. I frankly was surprised they did play in that one, but right. The Senate one didn't surprise me. So.
Well, because okay, let me cause so just to clarify that then, because yeah, I mean, if you were to take that, my question is, and you kind of answered it, but I understand about Ron Hanks. I could see where many people would perceive him to be the weaker candidate, but on the other hand. So you're saying there must be some kind of information out there that shows any Republican, Michael Bennett is vulnerable to any Republican. Is that what you're saying?
No, he's saying
no, no, Julie, actually quite to the contrary. Let me say, I think I do have some insight into what their decision-making is.
Right.
Nobody spends millions of dollars without doing some real research, polling. They tested both of these candidates. Okay. In terms of their positions, their personalities, all those things. And the only reason there, if it showed that Michael Bennett was going to beat both of them handily, okay, right. Finally, they're going to spend that money in another state.
Okay, that was my question. Okay.
This is the thing. Their research showed that Ron Hanks is fundamentally weak as a nominee in the general election. And that it also shows that Joe O'Dea could be a threat. To Bennett. They would not be here if it wasn't for that research. And believe me, Democrats, they're professional. They have professionals.
Yeah, they're clever. They're not
guessing at this. Their research shows. So they're showing their cards very clearly. They think that Hanks is a weak candidate and Joe O'Dea is a threat. Otherwise, they would not be here spending money.
What about the most bifurcated primary with Tina Peters versus Pam Anderson? Obviously,
seem to be worried about that at all.
Well, Mike Lindell or somebody's pouring a lot of money into that election because anti-Pam Anderson ads are all over the place. Before, they were all anti-Tina Peters. I'm not sure who that came from, Phil Anschutz or Rick Enstrom or who gave the money for those, but... they're both putting lots of money into that race. And what's your handicap on that one?
Can they beat George Soros's money though?
I know this. I think it's going to be close. I don't know who will win it, but honestly, I will say this about Ron Hanks. He's never been indicted. He's not under investigation by the FBI and he did not kick a police officer when he was being arrested. So, I think Tina Peters represents the very worst of all the candidates. And we have never nominated a candidate with those kinds of legal and ethical clouds over them.
Do you have any problems with her ethical clouds? The Zuckerbucks?
Who?
Pam Anderson.
I'm a strong supporter of Pam Anderson. I have no trouble with her involvement with the Zuckerberg thing. Just consign that to another conspiracy theory.
Are you kidding me? You obviously haven't seen all the ones where almost all the money, all the big money went into big Democratic ones.
Yeah, I know, we're not going to go there. But I do feel obligated because I like Tina Peters. Dick, I think a lot of the stuff that Tina Peters is being prosecuted, if you can use that word, for is stuff that no one else would be. It's politically motivated. We can leave that for another argument also, because we clearly are another show.
That district attorney in Grand Junction is a straight shooter.
Shooter to people's heads.
She's getting charged with taping stuff in court. Dick, I've been in courtrooms before. John Hickenlooper's wife taped stuff in court and got called out on it, but she never got arrested for it. It happens. And I've never in all of my years in a courtroom seen somebody arrested for it. But that, again, we obviously agree, and I don't want to
disagree.
We obviously disagree on that. Well, that's because we've only got you for another minute. I appreciate you coming on. Do you, and again, I'm just going to go back. That's just to say generic. Do you really think that the Republicans in general, okay, I understand it depends on who the candidate is, but maybe put it this way, that Polis is more vulnerable than I certainly would have thought he is?
There's a possibility. And of course, he's got unlimited money that he can spend on his behalf. And so I still think that he's the clear front runner and favorite to be reelected. But they must have seen something in their polling. I mean, no, once again, you just don't dump over $1 million into something like this if you don't think you need to do it.
I agree totally.
That's just all there is to it.
Yeah, I know. I think that's absolutely true. Well, what are you going to do if it's a split decision on the 28th, where some establishments win and some grassroots win? You'll just ignore the grassroots and work with the establishment, or what would you do?
Well, I'm just one vote, Chuck. I'm going to vote the way I want to, and I think I've made it pretty clear how I'm going to vote in these races.
All right.
Depending on the outcomes of the primary.
All right. Well, Dick, thank you for coming on.
By the way, I'm not going to vote for any Democrats, believe me.
Okay. Not me either. So, all right. Even though they say Lori Saint's a Democrat, she's not. Lori Saint's, I think, would just.
Dick, we appreciate.
No, I always kind of a dumb ad.
Yeah.
I always appreciate the discussion. I always love discussions with the bright people that I disagree with and the ones I agree with. So it's great having you on, and we'll talk again.
All right. Thank you. Dick Wadhams there.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate your time. And now I see Charlene raising her hand. You guys have got a ton of comments in there.
Okay. Can I just say, is there a term called rhinosaur? It's like a dinosaur, but it's a rhino. I mean, it's like, those people, the old guard, have been trying to get things to happen in Colorado for the last 15 years, and it's gone just the opposite of the way it's been intended. So they need, the old guard needs to let go and let the patriot, the energy Republicans come in, conservative, and give it a shot. But, you know, here's the thing that's so amazing to me. I personally think that Democrats are funding rhinos in these races through PACs, because you don't have to name who you are in the PAC. If it's a, I mean, you just put money in the PAC, and then the PAC is distributed to the rhino, and the rhino spends it the way they want to. So how that we have no way of knowing if Democrats are funding the PACs, right?
Oh yeah, we do, because you can look.
Well,
back
you
at
can
a
look
PAC.
At a lot of money. Yes, that's coming. I mean, it's kind of convoluted. So they're pushing the, I guess, as Dick said, the candidate they perceive to be weaker, that the Democrats are. Okay. And when you
here's where I want to argue that point, is that I think just the opposite. They know that Biden has damaged their brand so badly that even in Colorado, they could lose to a Republican.
Yes.
And they want to make sure it's their Republican. They want to make it sure it's their Rhino McConnell who's pushing gun control, their Romney types, their, you know, the 10 that always switch over with the Democrats. They want to make sure they've got at least 10 or more to switch over and vote with the Democrats. They don't want to take the chance of getting a patriot in there like Ron Hanks or Tina Peters, you know, that would actually vote
with the Freedom Caucus and the Jim Jordans.
They don't want to take that off chance of that happening. So they are wanting those rhinos to get in there, because they're thinking, you know, Biden is so bad that we could actually even lose some Democrat seats in Colorado.
I think it probably goes, my bet is, Charlene, it probably goes a little bit both ways, right? That you've got some of them pushing Ron Hanks, right? And then you've got, because Ron doesn't have the money. That money's not coming from Republicans, because there aren't any there. But I think on the other hand, you're right. You look at, I mean, Americans for Prosperity, the Koch brothers is ostensibly a Republican organization, but it's not. And they're the ones funding Barbara Kirkmeyer. So I think it cuts, you're right. They're like, okay, if we're going to lose, we want to make sure that it's one of our
but
guys.
But you can just go down the list. There's been more cases where people said, if I just get so-and-so elected, we could kill him. And they end up getting killed themselves. So it's an amazing,
amazing
process.
And the best thing I agree with you on is, let's give it a try, right? Yeah. It's like, hey, we've been sending a ton of Joe Days up as our candidates, and they all lose, right? Let's give a Ron Hanks a shot. I mean, we certainly couldn't do any worse.
The Democrats would like better than to have an O'Day up there.
Yeah.
And a Kirkmeyer. There's nothing the Democrats would like better. And they would rather have that than they would a Republican.
All right. Thanks, Charlene. We appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you very much.
Let's go to Joe from Littleton. Joe, you there?
Hey, Joe.
Too?
Yeah. You know what? I just came upon you guys. I've missed you for so long.
Oh, well, you're glad. We were glad you found us. Thank you. ChuckandJulie.com. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you a couple things. Number one, I think if you look across the nation right now, because of the gas prices and food and that kind of thing going up, people, even these liberals, these leftists, I think a lot of them are going to vote more conservative because they don't want this anymore. They're seeing that I can't afford this.
Right.
Well, I'm thinking that the Democrats are doing reverse psychology. I think what they're doing is they're saying, go ahead and get Hanks in there because he can't win. Thinking Republicans will go out and go, okay, and even though they're dumping all this money in there, they're thinking Republicans are going to go out and vote for O'Day, and O'Day won't be able to win because he's not conservative. And Julie, you're 100% right. We've tried it the other way. It hasn't worked. And this is our chance to say, let's see if conservative, our true conservative, can get in there and win.
Right. Yeah. Well, like I said, we couldn't go any worse. And I think, you know, I guess the one place where I would actually really disagree with Dick Wadhams is, I'll tell you what, that I would hold my nose and vote for a Joe O'Day over a Michael Bennett. I know, but I think that, but that's the way it always goes, right? The Joe O'Day supporters.
Julie, I don't trust him at all.
That's why conservatives always lose. Conservatives will hold the nose, and the establishment will not. And so,
well,
as
then
long
let's
as
get
that's
Hanks
the case,
in there, and let's do a conservative candidate. And I really think they're doing a reverse psychology here.
I think you're right there. I think, and you know what? I hope more than anything, I hope it comes back to bite them. I know this isn't very compassionate, but it would just make me laugh that if Ron Hanks and Greg Lopez got in and won, right? It would just, because what are they going to do then? We can dream for a little while, right? I mean, you know, and Lori's saying if all of those people that the establishment and Tina Peters, if they hate and instead they got swept in, kind of red wave.
Well, look what happened to Walker Stapleton. People put him in and he wasn't that conservative. And look what happened. He didn't even fight for it.
No, exactly. You're exactly right. Hey, listen,
well, God bless you guys. It's so nice to see you.
Oh, so glad you found us.
Thank you for finding us. You can get everything at chuckandjulie.com. And we're on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 3 to 4.
Gotcha down. Take care.
Okay. All right. Then, hey, bye. I see Weston. Is that you there?
That is me. Hello.
Dr. Donna is saying you missed the fun earlier with Dick Wadhams.
Oh, I didn't miss it. I was watching.
So what do you have to say? How are you? No, folks who don't know, let me. So this is Wes Eimer. He's running with the campaign and with his mom, Laurel Eimer, who we have gone on record as endorsing. Your reaction.
You know, I only caught, you know, half of what Dick was saying. But I just have to be honest, his interpretation of Colorado politics is completely wrong. I mean, I was at the Western Conservative Summit a couple of weeks ago and had a very in-depth conversation with Jeff Hunt and Benny Johnson. For those of you that don't know, Benny Johnson is a host on Newsmax. Jeff Hunt, the chair of the Western Conservative Summit, head of the Centennial Institute at CCU. And let me just tell you, Jeff and Benny and I were talking, and we were talking about how Colorado went blue all those years ago. You know, we went so far to the left. And one of the things that we were talking about is how they committed every last dollar to their radical campaign methods, right? They committed to that. But we in Colorado refuse to commit to an America First candidate. We always elect these mushy middle candidates like Joe O'Day and, I mean, you know, Walker Stapleton in 2018. And we refuse to put forward America First candidates like my mom, Laurel, like Ron Hanks, like Greg Lopez, and all these people, Lori Sane, you know, we refuse to put them forward because we're afraid they're too conservative to win.
Right.
And frankly, the Republican Party in Colorado has lost their balls. We have no balls in this party. We have gone over and gone completely transgender here in the Colorado GOP, where we refuse to, you know, stand up and fight for what's right and fight for our values. So they say all these America Firsters, oh, they can't win. Well, we don't know that because we've never put one on the ballot.
Well, see,
so
exactly.
That's my take.
Exactly. No, I exactly agree. And that's what I said earlier. Even if you were maybe like, well, I don't know about this or that, it's kind of, you've never tried it. And we do know what happens when we put, and you know, now they're going to say, well, but the times are different. They say that every time. Right. And I think that there, obviously you run two different kinds of campaigns a little bit in the general and in the primary. I personally, and maybe I'll be wrong, be proven wrong about this. Let's say Ron Hanks wins. I mean, first of all, we already know because the government, the federal government study found that there were flaws in the Dominion voting system. So there's that. But I mean, I don't think anyone's going to be voting on Dominion voting systems come November. People are going to be voting on the economy, and Ron Hanks on just using him has done a really good job of talking about that.
Well, you have to realize that because of these ads and the stories, which have gone national, I've seen them on Fox, I've seen them on other ones, Ron Hanks has a lot of voter ID he never had before.
Exactly.
And same with Joe Lopez. I mean, there are a lot of people in Colorado who never heard of Greg Lopez, and now they have.
Right.
And so if he wins, you'll have far more voter ID than you ever would have had before.
Exactly. Well, I was talking with Greg yesterday. We were in an event with him with Scott Pressler here in Jeffco, and Greg and Laurel were speaking, and I was talking to Greg and I said, you know, these ads are, you know, they are just great for you. He goes, exactly. He says, all it is name recognition.
Yes,
he says,
yes.
All ads are good ads. All press is good press, right? And that's the reality of this, is that these attack ads are only helping Greg Lopez and only helping Ron Hanks. And the Dems know that. That's why they're doing it. They think that they can beat these two candidates, when in reality, we're going to win if we put these two candidates forward, right? We're going to, pardon my French, we're going to kick their ass, right?
All right, there you go.
So that's the reality of this. And it's the same thing in the CD7 race. Eric Odlin was on Dan Kaplis yesterday, and he chose to, Dan Kaplis asked him a question. He goes, you know, there's this dark money in the Senate race, this dark money in the governor's race. Is there any dark money in the CD7 race? And Eric said, no, there's no dark money in this race yet, and I don't know why. Well, the reason that he doesn't know why is because his campaign team has a super PAC that's paying for dark money ads against Tim Reichert. And now I'm hearing one against us because we came out and exposed it. So, you know, there is dark money in all these races. It's just in different facets and different forms.
Right.
And it's up to us to elect true America First conservatives like Lori Sain, Ron Hanks, Laurel Eimer, Greg Lopez to these offices. Because if we don't, we're just going to lose in the ballot box in November.
And one thing, and I'll tell you right now, Leo said he voted for Eimer. So you got
one in there. One in the box.
But I think you know, you're right there. There's always dark money. And one of the reasons that I support and we support the people, all that you just listed out, including your mom, is these are people, maybe the other people would vote that way. I don't know. But we know how Lori Sain votes. We know what Laurel Eimer stands for. We know what she's been going to. We know what Lori Sain stands for. We know what Tina Peters stands for. And so to me, in these times where politicians really say one thing and then they do another, to me, it's like, you know, let's go with the people who we know what they've done before.
Well, never in Colorado history have so many conservative candidates gotten so many ads which help them.
Exactly.
Ever. Millions of dollars. I mean, just millions have gone to good conservative candidates, sometimes by Democrats, sometimes by Mike Lindell and some others. But this is, it's going to be a really interesting day, January 28th.
June 28th. And that's the other thing. I want to mention two things. So Tim Neville, I think, said it best. Tim Neville just endorsed Laurel this week. And Tim Neville said, people always ask me what the most important thing is in a candidate for office. To me, it's not about personality, but it is always about the policies and the candidate that will, and what the candidate will fight for and represent. It is also about honesty and integrity. We don't need an exceptional candidate, but what we need is a fighter that will always put America first, right? That was what he said in his endorsement. And that's the truth. It's not about the personality. It's not about how exceptional you deem yourself to be. It is about the policies that you are going to fight for and the policies that you were going to represent. And I think another thing, I was talking to a well-known political reporter here in Colorado a couple of days ago. We sat down and had lunch, and we were talking, and we were discussing how the airwaves have only been saturated by these name ID ads that the Dems are putting out, and that the market is bare and is just waiting for advertising, right? And there's only a couple candidates that are getting airtime, and those candidates are eating it all up. And that is what the public is seeing and what the public is hearing. And so these primary elections on the 28th are going to be very interesting to see what happens. And you're all welcome to come join us at our watch party. We're having a watch party at Eimer Campaign Headquarters in Golden on the 28th. Info's on our website. You're welcome to come out and join us.
Well, I like the hat. You look good in the hat.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you later, sir. Thank you for weighing in. Anyone else wants to? We've got a few minutes. 888-627-6008. And in the interest totally of fairness, I mean, Wes is with Laurel's campaign. The Eric Odland people had reached out and asked if they could come on our show. And I said, gave them some dates too. So just, on this show, I don't have any problem saying who I support, but I also don't have any problem putting somebody else on. We had Dick Wadhams on, right? But I think that's all, it is Party Friday.
Dick Wadhams and Eric Odland are not the same category.
Well, no, I didn't mean to say that, but I just meant.
I enjoy programs. I love when we have Tim.
Ted Trimpa.
I mean, it's been a while. We got to get him back on. I love having him on because I like to hear the other side. It makes it a lot more interesting.
It confirms how right we are.
Of course.
Absolutely. Well, And appreciate you coming on, but you kind of know these people, they're getting upset when we call them rhinos. They used to be like, and now they're like, don't call us a rhino. I'm like, well, you are a rhino though. I'd be like, don't call me grass. If we sit here and say, don't call us grassroots, it's like, but we are grassroots. So, I mean, own it, right? I mean, and I think back to what we were saying with Wes is, you know, that becomes a thing. I appreciate candidates like a Laurel Eimer who says, you know what, this is who I, if you don't like it, don't vote for me. There isn't any wishy-washiness or milquetoasty comments trying to actually hide what they believe and what they think, right? Lori Sainz said the same thing. Tina Peters, don't vote for me if you don't like me. If you got a problem with it, don't. I mean, that's the way it should be rather than kind of rhinos trying to trick people into voting for them because they don't know what they're going to get. And so, you know, and I guess I'd say this, if let's say Ron Hanks, Greg Lopez, Lori Sainz, Tina Peters, let's say they get on the ballot and they get just shot down, right? I guess I would say, okay, then if you're a Dick Wadhams or those people, you could come back to me and say, see, Julie, we did try it your way. And then I'm like, okay, I have to listen. But the fact is, we haven't tried it that way.
The only one they have is Dan Mays in 2010.
Well, that was such a bizarre thing.
If he was a halfway good one, he would have been fine. But let's go to Johnny from Denver on line two. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, long time no speak. I was in another country, so my day was your night. So that's why I've been
glad. Welcome back.
Yeah. I asked George Lopez this morning when Polis sends out those checks, those bribery checks, what is his strategy going to be to say, ladies and gentlemen, this is just a bribery. Don't fall for it, because some people will fall for the bribery.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping that with these commercials that are pushing, that'll get out the name recognition, and maybe they might go cross over and check.
I agree.
Greg Lopez out.
Yep. No, I agree. Yep. You got to hope so. I mean, like I said, I was going to say on Party Friday, I think we should all just sort of dream a little bit about what happens if the Democrats push these candidates out there and then sort of inadvertently on their part, get them elected in the general. Would that just not
be
fun?
A happy day.
Would that just not be fun in Colorado?
Yeah. And I could use some of that money myself. So, hey.
Yeah, there you go.
I know. We'll take it.
We're waiting for years for somebody to try to bribe
and
us.
And hasn't worked yet.
Begging.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Let's read some of the comments. Let's see. This is from Charlene. Laurel Eimer is tough as nails, doesn't compromise in America First. Dr. Donna says the county chair there won't allow us to use the word rhino in the headquarters. And then Charlene, if you aren't a rhino, don't take offense at the term. You just laugh it off and say, oh, that's not me. And Dr. Donna, bribery checks, those are Tabor checks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make it sound as if it's some kind of thing that they're giving to you when it's anything. But I think that is interesting that, you know, and again, the people who don't like Trump blow it off. But I mean, a Yahoo News report set poll, and you know, if they're giving Trump any kind of credit, it's probably bigger. That the majority of people, granted, not a big majority, but the majority of people said if they could vote again today, they would vote for Trump. and 44% and 42% right. said they would vote for Biden. I think the Democrats are, I think they moved too soon. I think they thought that they had everybody much more under control than they did. I think they thought that somehow we were all sheep when it came to COVID. I think they thought we'd all
we were sheep.
But I mean, I think they thought that we would be sheep when it comes to rising prices. And then I think they thought we'd be sheep when it comes to drag queens. I go back to that was the smartest thing, that tweet I read last show where the guy said we should arm drag queens and put them in schools.
Yeah, just have a bunch of military
guys dress up in dresses and they can protect the kids. And I thought that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Let's see what's other comment. Oh, Democrats are going to have to steal big to win in 2022.
They will.
Yes. Yeah. And it's well, that's what I was going to say. We didn't even get time to talk about that. This column that talked about mail-in balloting and was talking about how Republicans have to learn to do it better. I used to think that, but Chuck has convinced me otherwise. We just don't have the infrastructure, and we're never going to, because that's not what the Republican Party is about. What we have to do is get back to elections, and this is not being an election denier, to say that you should have to be legal in your area to vote in that election. That's not being an election denier, because we all know that happened. We got to get rid of ballot harvesting. We have to say you have to be a citizen. You have to sign the ballot. You can't be getting these ballots that are received days later and they right. still count. I mean, it's common sense stuff, right? It's not election suppression. It's not election denying. It's just common
anything
sense.
That stops an illegal person voting, they call voter suppression. That's why they'll cheat. If Republicans became as good as Democrats at ballot harvesting, they'd have to learn to cheat, because ballot harvesting allows an enormous amount of cheating that's legal and even right. illegal. And Republicans almost never want to do. I mean, I talked to the Well County women. I said, how many of you have ever harvested a ballot? Not one.
So here, and on this, we can end the show. This is a good one from Dr. Donna. Garter belts can now be leg holsters. That's right. That's what we need to do. And then they'll be allowed in school. You can wander into school with your garter belt showing.
Right. And as long as you're locked and loaded.
As long as, well, in more and only one way. So, hey, that'll do it for us on this Party Friday. Monday, we've got Chiro Chumley coming up. She's got some interesting things to talk about the supply chain. I thought this was interesting. Real quick, Biden was talking about sending out gas rebate cards, right? So that we could, because the prices are so high, but they don't have enough computer chips because right. the supply chain is so screwed up that they can't do it. So
I want to thank Dick Wadhams for coming on and having, as always, a great discussion. This is going to get hot and heavy between now and June 28th. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Thank you to the guys at BBS. Love everybody there on Zoom. And remember, you can catch all the shows, chuckandjulie.com.
Bye-bye.